Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan taking a couple more days off. Well-deserved. Dylan's behind the glass. Before we get into the Braves presser from this weekend, I do have to ask. I got a little bit of the story from this weekend. You went to Alabama.
Yes.
Got to relive your college days.
We tried.
How was it?
You know, it was a lot of fun to be at the game, man. We had a really good setup with the people we went with, and all that was fine. How much, let me ask you from this angle, how much has Athens changed in the last 20 years?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't recognize it if I went today. Yeah.
Right. That's exactly what we were kind of untangling.
Okay.
Throughout our time. It's just Tuscaloosa is so much different. And Lindsay and I, my wife, talked about this on the way home. The undergrad population was 16,000 when I enrolled at Alabama. And I don't know how many graduates that included. I think it got up to 20,000 when you include graduates. Okay. It's doubled. Like, it's doubled what it used to be. All that includes short-term housing, which includes restaurants, which includes small bars, which includes everything else. You know what I mean? Like, we stayed on a road that had nothing but trees on it and was, like, lined with hotels, bars, apartments, this, that, and the other. And so I was like, man, where are we staying? I don't remember anything even being here. And we show up, and of course, there's a hotel. So it was really cool, man. We went to dinner on Friday night at Chuck's Fish, which is the place that everybody – actually, they were in charge of the college game day food on set.
Oh, nice.
The next day. Know a lot of people involved in that. That's a kind of a Destin-based place. So had a lot of fun doing that. Had good company. It was cool to see some of the people that we were around, like I said, and had great seats, man. But outside of that, kind of working our way down the bars that we're used to kind of navigating 20 years ago, it was like, man, where are we at?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the things that were cool when I was 20 are not cool when I'm 38. You know what I mean? I'm like, I can't hear you. What did you say?
Yeah.
I hang on, the music's too loud. There's a lot of people in here. Like, you know, used to seek that kind of environment out. Now it's like, and let's just go back to the hotel lobby. I can't hear you. Yeah, I'm feeling old, man. I was feeling pretty geriatric.
Mike,
all good.
Don't feel too old because I guess it's more so just not my vibe, but I've never been into really like places like that. I mean, every now and again, when I was like 20s, I mean, I'm still in my 20s, but like early 20s, I sucked those places out. But now I'm the same way as you. I'm like, I don't even feel like going that. I don't want that many people like that. The club scene's not for me anymore either, dog.
Well, and let me just say this before we move on. It was very dive bar-y when I was in college, which mm-hmm. I think most college campuses are. Very not dive bar-y now. A lot of like club atmosphere.
Right.
Which I think it was like 6 or 7 years ago, it was released that Bama finally in the history of the university had more out-of-state students than in-state students.
Oh, wow.
And now I can see it. Like, I can see it the way that people are coming from, like, New Jersey and Pennsylvania. I'm like, what? I, like, stepped into this bar that I thought, you know, what used to be like a dive bar. I saw, like, Kenny Chesney play there one time. And I walk in there, and there is this DJ just spinning it and lasers going everywhere. And I was like, where am I at right now? For the love. Take me back to Tuscaloosa. Not in Kansas anymore, man. It was rough.
Things changed so rapidly. I went to GCSU, which now everyone just calls Georgia College. That's how long ago I went. but I went back to give a little speech to the media department, and I was like, I want to go get a t-shirt. Like, so let me go to the bookstore. And I went, not the bookstore anymore. I was like, this is very sobering. I have not been here in a long time. I don't even know where to buy merch. we do have to get into, because game day was there later in the show. We got to talk about the interaction between Nick Saban and Bill Belichick on game day, because it absolutely cracked me up, and I thought of you instantly. I was like, well, might be proud of Nick Saban
yes,
in this
probably.
Moment.
I haven't heard it, but I've heard about it.
Okay.
So that'll be fun.
6:40, we will get into that. Now let's talk about Braves GM Alex Anthopoulos. He gave us more context over the weekend about Brian Snicker's retirement. So he basically laid it out that he signed an 8-year contract 3 years ago, and it was 3 years to manage, 5 years as an advisor. But he also said if Brian wanted to go ahead and manage another year, he would have absolutely allowed this. So yeah. It was completely Snicker's choice
to
go ahead and retire.
And I think that, he was on the steakhouse, obviously, Friday. He did a pretty good job of answering this. And they kind of just asked him bluntly, was it 100% your decision? And he was like, yes, it was. I feel like they would have had me back. And I think this is how we saw it playing out. Maybe you more than me. I was a little bit more in question of whether or not this was a 100% him decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, and Alex did a great job, and I think Alex is able to approach this kind of in a hindsight format where he's like, whew, you know what I mean? I wasn't forced into making a decision. He was the one that wanted to step away. I think that Alex very much is probably okay with there being new blood at the top. I don't think it's like oh man, shucks, like he didn't want to come back. I think it's like okay, what's the next step? Am I completely out of pocket saying that?
I don't know.
You look at him as Grandpa Snit. You know, I mean, it is what it is. But I think Alex is like, okay, cool. Like that, it is just is what it is.
I honestly think Alex Anthopoulos was fine with either way. When we talk about fair or foul, I think he was fine.
Yeah.
He was right in the middle. If Brian Snicker wants to come back, okay, we ended the season strong. We'll take that momentum. We'll try to carry into the next season with some new pieces added in. We'll see what we can do, and we'll rally around Snit and what probably would have been his final year if he decided to come back for 2026. And then on the other side, like you just said, new blood. We get some new vibes going, and it'll be kind of starting a fresh page, turning a new page. The start of something new. So I think he was fine. So I think he was literally fine either way. And he was ready. I think he was ready for either way to go. I think he was ready to build upon and ready to make hopefully another run whichever way Brian Snicker decided to go.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting to put those two kind of things together where Anthopoulos' presser and what Snit said on the steakhouse on Friday, it was like, okay, I do believe y'all. Both of y'all, it's like an interrogation. Y'all have the same story. You know what I mean? All these things are kind of lining up. But I just think that there was, if Snit had said, hey, I really want to return, Anthopoulos would have been like, okay, what's different? You know, what are we just going back to the drawing board with the same squad, the same coaching staff, everything else? I don't think he would have been against it. I think he would have just wanted to know, like, what's the game plan?
Right.
I think with Snicker saying, hey, it's time for me to step away. We've talked about the grandkids' baseball games. We've talked about the 3-year contract. I think Alex is like, okay, just is what it is. Let's move on from there. I don't think it was like an all shucks.
But I think you could argue the opposite side, too, if Alex had been like, what's going to change? I mean, Snicker could have been like, what are you going to get me? You know,
right.
It could have gone
that's fair.
Back
that's,
and forth like that.
And that's, we talk about all the time, one of the conversations around coaching in pro sports in general, like that the manager in some of these situations, and I only say this because of Aaron Boone has been really catching it up in New York, the manager in some of these situations catches way too much flack for some of the things that go on the field. But in the end, they might get a lot of credit for some of the things that happen that's not in their control. Your starting pitcher goes out and gets like 15 Ks. It's like, oh, yeah, man. Yeah, I'll take that win.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? On the flip side, Aaron Boone and the New York Yankees, and I know we'll get into it, historical numbers being put up against the Yankees over the last couple of outings. So it's an Aaron Boone sitting there like, what am I supposed to do about it? We're getting shelled.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is not about pulling a string or putting a reliever. We're getting shelled. So I think that Brian Snicker very much, I think we all still have the warm fuzzies about his tenure. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame next year. We're excited that he's going to be a part of, the front office or whatever it may be in an administrative role. But I think that just where I'm sitting, I'm fine with there being new blood in there. I got frustrated so many times watching this Braves team, watching this dugout a year ago, watching Brian Snicker's reactions or lack thereof. I mean, the whole Jared Kelnick saga with the I didn't see it kind of thing going on, Ronnie coming at him on Twitter. It just like there was just so many little things where I'm like, man. But then you catch fire down the stretch and it's like, oh, yeah, there it is. That's what we're looking for. What a great managerial job. But at the same time, like Michael Harris was on fire,
yeah.
How much credit or lack thereof are we really going to take away from Brian Snicker, man? I'm just in the middle somewhere.
Man, I'm curious to see who they do get in there, what will be going on. Because I'm, you know, they say risk adverse. I'm change adverse. I really don't like change. So we'll see what happens. But you brought it up. Let's talk about Yankees. They are, I don't mean to laugh, but they are down. The Blue Jays won the first two games of their series 10-1 on Saturday, 13-7 yesterday. They play again tomorrow. You know, I hate it for Max Fried.
Yes.
But like Dylan has been saying, he wants the Phillies in. I don't want to see that. I'm just kidding, Dylan. I don't want to see the Yankees again in the World Series. So I'm okay with the Blue Jays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I am too. And the Blue Jays, what's funny is, like, I think 5, 6, 7 years ago, we all just imagined this kind of thing was opening for the Blue Jays. When you talk about Vlad, talk about some of the other pieces they had in this lineup, the Bo Bichette, who I know is, you know, is out for the year, George Springer kind of in and out of that lineup. It feels like their window is finally here after all that time, that all these guys have kind of matured and have grown into these roles. You've gotten rid of some people, other guys have grown up. But the story is always going to be about the Yankees. I saw this stat. How about this one? This blew my mind. The Yankees have been around a long time. First time in Yankees franchise history, and I believe this is postseason, but still, striking out 10-plus times in the first four innings.
Oh, wow.
That is insane.
Yeah.
The Yankees have been around a long time. For that to have popped up and been a part of kind of what the story was over the last couple of days is just absolutely crazy. But you mentioned it, man. You go down and look at you know, some of the stats, some of the pitching stats. Max Fried just got absolutely shelled.
Yeah.
It just wasn't good. Warren comes in on the backside of that. He gets tatered up. It was brutal. And on the flip side, the Yankees just couldn't seem to put together enough offense right there at the end to be able to make something happen, man. So just it's just crazy. Just crazy to see all the things that are coming down. Aaron Boone's trying to hold it together. He's like, look, you know, we go out and get a win on Tuesday, we'll be just fine. I don't know if you will. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know if you will. As far as the rest of the postseason, it's also been crazy. Dodgers took game one over the Phillies. Teoscar Hernandez had a 3-run homer that changed the fate of that game. 5-2, game two is tonight. Brewers beat the Cubs 9-3, game two is tonight. Detroit and Seattle, they are tied up after two games. Game three tomorrow. Coming up. Georgia bounced back. Bama had another win and a major upset knocked a school out of the top 25. Plus, we've got my Mac drop. There were some disappointed Swifties over the weekend, so we're going to play a game called, this ain't it. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.